Hi. Never got me down, Ray. I survived. What's left of me is, hey, buddy, Aaron Berg, everyone.
I'm going to sit in. You need some help on this
Thank
one.
You. Thank you.
Hey, welcome to, you already spilled coffee all over
your thing. Now,
is that coffee or what is it?
I'm done drinking.
Yeah, you're done drinking? We were talking about it last night. Before we get into this, I'm changing today to Therapy Tuesdays. We had a great day,
buddy.
Yesterday was my 8-year anniversary in America.
Was it really?
We had a great day here at Compound. I stayed all day. We went and smoked sticks with everybody. Had a wonderful day.
We have great fans.
Great fans. Then my wife is like, I got invited to a movie premiere. She's doing a podcast or something with this friend of hers at Stand Up New York. So before I leave the house yesterday, as I told you, we owe tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
That's a lot of
So I go, we got to cut the purse string.
If you combine your income, you made $100,010 as a couple.
So I go, we got to tighten the purse strings a little bit. Okay, got it. I go, here's $200 for groceries. Get the groceries. Get a hose. We need a hose to water the lawn.
This coffee.
Okay, and then I see she's on Instagram all day out shopping, which is what you want to do when you're drawing the purse strings. And not shopping for food. She's at Sephora, buying dresses, purses. She wants to look good for this movie premiere, which she's not in. So she wants to show up. Gets the sitter. Let's throw some more money on top for that.
Sure.
I'm out all night. I got to get home. She's got the car. She's like, car's at 43rd and Madison. I'm like, I'm not going down there. Luckily, great guy at the show with his family. Goes, hey, I live in Minnesota. Do you want to drive home? They give me a lift home. What a great time.
Awesome.
Chatted to them and get home. And can't walk the dog because the baby's asleep. So I go, walk the dog. She goes, on my way. 11:30, on my way. I go to bed at 12, wake up at 1, still not home. I go, it's 1. She goes, I know. I go, where are you? On my way. I'm like, what are you, my drug dealer when I was 22? So she fucking, I go, do not wake me up. I go, sleep in the other room. Told her to sleep in the other room. She went and slept in the other room. I went in there at 7 this morning to grab my stuff. I go, go in the other room. That's it. And now,
give her the tap.
Yeah, give her the tap. I go in the other room. I'm very upset. My 8-year anniversary, she didn't give a shit, but
no.
You did.
No.
These guys did. You stayed sober for it. You celebrated it.
I don't remember. Did I?
Yeah, you were sober. And then,
I think I drank myself back to sober.
I'm upset. Now, look, I gotta go to therapy after this, and she doesn't get to do shit like this all the time. So I fucking get it. I didn't blow up. I get you get to. Look, I fucking get it. You want to be famous or whatever the fuck you want, so you go into this premiere. That's a dream for young girls, is to be like a princess. That's why I proposed to my ex-fiance when I walked the red carpet, because I was like, this is glamorous, it's a dream. Guess what? It's not real.
No.
Doesn't hold up. So I'm not jumping down her fucking throat. The money's not really an issue, but it's the fucking respect issue. And you know, like, when you want to punch your wife?
No.
You don't know that?
No.
Okay, well,
I don't think everyone does.
Me neither. So
seems like you wanted me to say yes there.
What?
Watch this. Ask me again.
You know when you want to punch your wife?
Yes.
Yeah, so that moment when you clenched fist and you're standing over and she's in bed and you hold back because you're not an NFL player.
What?
And then you just, so I'm upset, but I'm not that upset. Like, here's what I want to do. What would make me feel a lot better is I'm going to treat myself to something.
Yes.
This old fucking Money McGillicuddy over there got no problem going to fucking Sephora doing these Instagram videos like she's a fucking influencer in L.A.
Sephora. Get yourself some makeup.
I think I'm buying a fucking motorcycle. Because what the fuck?
Not.
Yeah, I think it's fucking motorcycle time. I've talked about it for fucking years. I think I deserve it. I really want the Jeep Gladiator, which isn't out yet.
Oh, the one that's a truck.
Yeah, the pickup truck. So I'm thinking I might hold
off
for that.
That's practical for Manhattan.
I live in Queens.
That's even more practical.
I'm going to get one of those racks on the back. The the Muslim rack, where you just throw them on and then you go tell us the truth and you drive on the Long Island Expressway.
It's not a thing.
It was a great day. I heard, unfortunately, our Ori O'Connor video was taken down. I talked to E-Rock. He's going to put it back up.
Why was it taken down?
It was taken down. Apparently some comments on there said it was racist for Ori to have a white mouth. These people got upset about his fucking mouth.
I don't think that's what they said.
Well, it was something about racism, and the only thing I can decipher is that people don't like white mouths. I talk out of this white mouth.
You do.
You talk out of that white mouth.
Sometimes.
So we got a great show. Fucking Joe Larson. I'm really going to go into therapy. I'm mad at my therapist now for making me feel not mad.
Did you ever check with your parents to see if they're proud of you?
They're coming on Friday. I'm going to ask them if they're proud.
You're really going to ask them?
Yeah, I have to ask if they're proud of me. I'm going to do it. My wife's going out to do a photo shoot on Friday for her podcast that, I must have missed when I was filing the taxes, the 1099 for that. But
there wasn't one.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't get money.
That's right.
You get money for a 1099.
Oh, okay. So there's no free 1099 that says $0. I'm so upset.
It's called a thank you
note. I'm so upset. I'm so fucking, I want to really cheat. I want a girlfriend. That's what I want. I want a fucking girlfriend. And this is what I'm doing. Tomorrow, you and I are going on a double date. We are going to see Hamilton, the story of the first president that was shot by Alexander Burr.
No, that's wrong. That's wrong. Is it Alexander Burr anyway?
I don't know. But anyways,
Burr, right?
Let's go see a Broadway play. What? Aaron Burr. Yeah.
He's right here. What? What about him?
I'd like to go see a play on Broadway.
Is it Milton Berle?
Tomorrow. Double date. Me, you, Alex.
I almost said the other name. That would have been bad, right?
Girl that I meet. Motorcycles, Broadway, dinner at Peter Luger's.
Okay.
Butt sex.
Me and you?
Maybe we'll bring the girls over. That sounds great. Have a good time.
Just going to be me and you.
Big fucking banger of a show. Ah, I'm fucking angry.
It was a fun show last night, by the way.
Not for you.
No.
Here's what happened.
Now, this is what I've said. Everyone's like, you drink all the time. I'm like, I don't perform drunk. I don't. But there was no getting around it last night.
Look, I'm going to say
no getting around it.
I'm really proud of you. The way you handled everything up until the fight was great. You didn't get knocked down. It was a draw, which is more than I expected.
It was a fun fight.
It was a fun fight.
It would have been better if his glove
didn't. They got along after the fight, which is what I thought would happen. They hugged it out a little bit. Brian McCarthy, he's fucking retarded. He put his tongue in my ear at the end of the show, and as these people drove me home, I go, it still smells like blind spit. So a woman gave me...
What does blind spit smell like?
It's really gross. She gave me hand sanitizer, and I had to put it in my ear, and then I got home and washed my ear in the sink.
She gave you a handy sanitizer?
A hand sanitizer. Oh, okay. I rode home with the family that was stage left. You won't remember. It was, I think, where you broke the first microphone.
How did I break that microphone?
You were swinging them around in a Gallagher-esque attempt to involve the audience via props.
I don't recall.
You said, first I think
I have
you
a
said,
cut on my finger.
Yeah.
There was blood everywhere.
Yeah, you said something about a gay guy and someone goes, not funny. I don't know why it was. And then you repeated a joke. You did your Jews in the
atmosphere. That's what I hate. That's why I don't work drunk. Because did you see my face? I'm like, halfway through, I'm like, I said that joke. You know, and I'm like, all right, let me take a deep breath.
Yeah.
We'll just jump 20 minutes ahead.
Right.
I hated it.
So you did that. I think you broke two microphones. You were swinging it around.
I don't even know why I was doing that.
You were trying to get your slaves back on the plantation.
No, don't say that.
Yeah, you were swinging it around willy-nilly. And then I went up and I brought it all back together. The show ended great. But I didn't even expect you to be at the show, so I'm happy you went up. You should probably send Gina a little text and just say, apologies, I was drinking all day and blah, blah, blah.
Was she pissed?
She wasn't pissed, but I think it's the right thing to do if you want
to. I'll reach out to her.
I
just assumed everyone knew why. Like, I was like, I didn't want to perform drunk.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, I'm drunk because of what was going on.
Just tell her that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and say apologies. I would say apologies.
I'll reach out to her. She's great.
Yeah, it'd be a good thing. Boozy Boxing was great. That was the show was wonderful. It was sold out, packed.
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 Mobbed.
Yeah, mobbed.
It was a fucking good time.
It was a good time.
And, what's his name? Did a guest spot? Killed it.
Shane Gillis. Everybody got paid. You get paid.
What's that? I didn't get paid.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I paid you. And then you go, I'll probably forget. I remember that very specifically.
I don't recall that.
I paid you and you go, I think I'm going to forget. And I go, oh, okay. Well, here's the money anyways. $200.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I don't recall.
Okay, so, yeah.
I don't
know. You remember, right? You were there.
I thought you paid him twice, actually.
Do I owe you $200?
Yeah, you might owe me $100. I don't know. It's good. We'll take care of it later. Just take me out for steaks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Garrett, come out for steaks. The new guy needs to come out for steaks.
Yeah, new guy. I'm so excited. Do you have his email?
No.
Me neither. I got to find out his email.
I was drinking with him the other day.
You guys went boozing? Where'd you go?
Just at Sullivan's.
Yeah.
I might have to take a break from drinking for a while.
You think?
I did that for you guys.
And I... That's not a drink.
There's doers over there.
Todd's here, and Todd flew in all the way from Buffalo, where he's
bought
got
me a stick yesterday. Thank you.
Can you bring Todd in as a guest? I want to ask him some questions.
Get on in.
Todd, get up there at the desk.
Come on in, Todd.
Oh, what a dream.
ladies and gentlemen, in hot water fan Todd Ferguson. How you doing, buddy?
Hi. I'm not racist.
Oh, sure you're not. Whatever. Oh, so we went out for steaks yesterday. Good time.
I had enough to smoke, yeah. Yeah.
Did you?
For a
did
non-smoker.
You?
Hey, Gino.
Hey, Aaron.
It's Aaron.
I know, you're just here. You told Steve to come sit in your spot.
Todd had some great, hilarious stories. Todd used to work at a university, and he got fired because they hired this woman, and she comes in, and she's, it smells like fucking farts in here. And she's...
I'm even in there.
She's ball-busting everybody at the university. And people go up to Todd. They're like, hey, Todd, this girl's busting all of her balls. You need to go up to her and bust her balls. And he walks up, and she's stapling some stuff, and it's taking her forever. He goes, come on. All you got to do is staple it. Duh. And walks away. She goes and complains to HR, and they fire Todd.
13 years. Just gone.
10 years of work, gone. And he said she was how's the best way to put this? A sassy woman.
Sassy.
Who is... black.
She's a cunt. She was a cunt who happened to be black.
She quit 4 days after that.
So she...
She walked out at lunchtime, didn't even tell him.
She quit 4 days later.
Yeah.
So she just came to fucking take your job from you.
Mm-hmm. So now Todd doesn't do it. Todd doesn't have a job anymore.
I got me too'd.
You got me too'd, but now you have all this free time to hang out with us.
I do.
Cigar bars.
That's why I'm
and
here.
Drink before noon.
So Todd comes down here on this dream vacation, stays at a hotel. Tell us what happened at the hotel.
Okay, well, let me preface this. A week ago, I was down seeing my brother in Virginia, and I went to
Have a stapler?
I went to a hotel in there, and it caught on fire while I was there.
Yeah.
And so...
What?
It caught on fire right behind my room. So,
you're like the guy with the cloud over your head.
After the story, you're exactly right. But so I check into the New Yorker. I said this time I'm going to go bigger. I'm not going to go cheap.
Oh, you know? Treat yourself.
Mm-hmm, might as well. And I walk in there, and there's a guy dying on the lobby floor. the entire time I'm checking in, I see in the background. You know, he didn't make it.
Every time Steve walks into a place, you just hear dun dun.
Yeah,
but it's still Todd. Not
it
Steve.
Be you.
Okay,
yeah,
and then you go up to Todd, you go up to your room, Todd, and you're like,
you.
Oh, finally some respite. I'm gonna go in my room and relax. And
well, then there was this bloody pillowcase.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, had I actually got up before I went to bed and I decided to walk around the city. It's been 20 years since I've been here.
Right.
And I walked around, and when I came back, I was about to hop into bed. And, hey, wait a second. There's blood on here. And I called down, and I was hoping they at least comp me or something like that. But they're just like, here's two new pillowcases for you.
Just put the mint over the blood. And then I believe you had a little interaction with a hooker after that.
Well, yes.
I'm told there was a hooker involved.
You know, not my first time. But I pay for it. And just like Bill. And but...
There's scotch right here.
You haven't opened it.
Well, open it and get me a cup, faggot. I mean, Bill.
But you're not drinking.
Scotch, you can call me whatever you want.
But yeah, I met this nice lady here in New York, you know, very representative of the city. It was 4 o'clock in the morning, and she was rather homeless looking. And
maybe he should be sitting here.
I've just listened daily, you know. But yeah, so she kind of came up behind me, which you never know here.
Garrett knows what you're talking about. Yeah, sure.
But yeah, so she wanted my attention, and she asked if I was looking for company. And I mean, on any given day, I might be, you know. Sure. And but no,
excuse me, madam. Have you ever laid down on a bloody pillowcase? Have I?
Her blood would be just perfect there.
Right.
Yeah. No new diseases or anything like that. So,
Your Honor, that blood was on the pillowcase before I killed that hooker.
But yeah, so she asked if I wanted company. I declined when I got a good look at her.
Right.
And then she said I looked sad. And that's depressing.
So let's see if we've got this right. You've been fired. You started a fire at a hotel. You killed another guy at a hotel. You checked into a room with a bloody pillowcase and were called sad by a hooker. That's a fucking vacation, Steve. That's a fucking trip.
One more time.
One more.
Todd, not
Steve.
Why do
I keep calling you Steve?
I don't know. All day yesterday was Todd. I mean, I don't care for the name Todd, by the way. But
trust me, once I start drinking, I'll get your name right again. There you go.
Our savior.
What is that?
You're already punch drunk.
What is that? Oh, that's better.
When's the last time you drank?
Oh, that's fucking better. Oh, that's what is wrong with me? I feel like Popeye. Da-da-da-da-da. All right, nothing.
Weren't you giving up drinking?
Shut up, Steve Todd. Look, this is like a marathon. It started yesterday, and I'm like, I just have to make it through the day.
Well, now
I have to add to my checklist. Call fucking Westside. Say sorry, I broke your microphone. Drunk. It was a gag.
It was also
you
the
showed up
hat.
Hammered for your spot. Yeah, you get it, huh? No. No, I don't get it.
There was also the plane that fell apart on the way over here that delayed everything.
You wonder why we drink.
Gino?
Yeah.
Are you sad?
I'm pretty fucking happy.
That show last night, that made it all worth it, though, honestly.
How great was that show?
This is the first time I got to see any of you guys all live, and I haven't been down here in 20 years. And Dave... Oh, my God, that guy is a master.
Landau, ridiculous.
The way he does comedy is so smooth and just...
Yeah.
Oh, he's sharp. He's funny.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
That Bird guy was pretty good, too.
He did. He really...
Brennan, and we let Brian host it. Like, you bring your little brother.
Dude, he also licked my ear, Aaron. I got your sloppy seconds. So.
Did it smell like homeless spit? No, wait, blind spit. blind spit. There's a difference.
Very, very nice guy. I never wanted to see his dick. That's out there now, guys. His dick. It's out there.
But I will say this about yesterday. I like days like that because it's like it's a family here.
It was all fun.
And it all came together from like fucking switching shows with Bill and Joanne. Mm-hmm. And Joanne came to the show.
Was she there?
She was there. She was like kind of holding my head up. And she's like, you're not yet. And then we switch shows, and then, you know, we drink with the fans, we go for sticks, you know, the big guy fucking, his show is talking about the boozy, it's all a giant crossover, and I love that about the network, I do, and I love you, Scotchy Scotch, yes, I do, was I talking to my Scotch? All right, so we good?
Relationship.
We got a new guy here?
Yeah, new guy.
I'm gonna get out of here.
Yeah, Todd.
Todd, love
you,
buddy.
Nice. Threw the cup back at you. He's not taking
He's
that.
He's good. I couldn't hit him
Treating
on the
head. Like a black hooker on 8th Street.
I couldn't hit him on the head if you gave me 9 more tries to do that. That was perfect. Nice throw.
It was perfect. He's a really good guy.
He's great. So I kept calling him Steve Todd.
His ass
Love
bled
you,
all over his own pillowcase.
It's weird.
Yeah. Breaking news. Breaking news. It's just in, Gino.
Legit. Hey, breaking news guy.
How you doing?
Why were you, you had lipstick on yesterday. It was weird. It was weird.
Gotta move my mouth. New technology.
This is gonna be great.
Can't figure it out for shit. It's a fucking nightmare.
Now, where are you, buddy? Are you back in New... I didn't see anything.
I hate this. I can't figure it out. You gotta move left and then right.
Oh, I just wanted to be 1:30 and I'm on my couch watching SVU. That's all I want.
This is horrible.
Where are you?
Okay, I'm right there.
Where's Fix?
Now that's it. As long as I don't move, I'm all right. How are you?
Good. How are you, legit news guy?
Riders on the storm.
So, are you back in New York?
No.
You're still in Texas.
No, I moved to Maryland.
You're in Maryland now?
Baltimore.
Baltimore, Maryland. They have a pharmacy there.
I don't know. I'm not doing anything. I'm just back to news. I gave up the Nissan game.
Yeah, that wasn't working for you.
I took down Ori O'Connor's video. In protest, I gave up my goddamn, you know, Nissan thing.
I don't think that was your cup of tea.
Why? We didn't sell a lot of cars. I'm not going to lie here.
I don't know how you're going to pull this off if you start laughing. I don't know.
Why?
Because I'm looking. It's just, it's hypnotic what you're doing. All right, so what's the story we're talking about here, buddy? My voice is a little shaky. I had a long Monday. Long April Fool's Day. Sir?
I miss Dottie.
Where's Dottie?
Back in New York.
I'll have to give her a call.
She's in her second trimester. She keeps complaining about her back aching.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to have anything to do with that.
Did we know Dottie was pregnant?
Yeah.
We did?
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
Never felt so straight.
Got a big story out of Texas. Hazard, Texas.
Where's your mouth?
Hazard.
Your mouth.
Hazard, Texas.
Your mouth is sliding.
Ooh, hot. Hot hash browns.
I just want to go home.
Hazard.
Steve. Kidding. Yeah. What are
Texas.
We... Oh, right. I'm
Big
sorry.
Big story there where a man was exercising at a Hampton Inn.
No.
Exercising in a Hampton Inn and people want to sue him or something like that.
First of all, it's Kentucky.
Huh? Oh, I was confused because I was in Hazard, Texas. Where am I?
Oh, isn't this Bill and Joanne's show? A Kentucky man claims...
Twilight.
A Kentucky man claims his employer. The manager...
The feast of the blood of humans.
The manager of a Hampton Inn in Hazard, Kentucky. I'm sorry. Punished him for not submitting to an exorcism.
I'm going to Skype you in to the guy from Hazard, Kentucky. Are you ready?
I am.
This is fucking hard on my neck. I...
Oh. Yeah.
You missed the button.
Fuck you.
All right.
I'm
all
done.
All right. Hey, Jane.
Hey, Bo, how are you? By the way, is that the fake Bo that did it one season, or is that fucking... All right. You are, you're claiming your manager fired you from the Hampton Inn because you wouldn't, is your mouth okay?
Yeah.
You okay? I like the old technology. You were fired because you wouldn't submit to an exorcism and you failed to fill out a form?
Hail Satan.
I don't, in a religious discrimination
you know
lawsuit.
What I like, I get older, but the pussy gets younger.
Now that's a different guy. Oh, that's better. In a religious discrimination suit, Leslie County resident. What is your name again? What's your name?
Hmm?
What is your name here? I want to make sure I got it right.
Hazard.
No.
Bo Hazard.
I had Jason Fields. It must have been a typo.
All right. Yeah, J.C. Fields is my alma mater.
Right, right. Yeah,
AKA.
Yeah. You were harassed shortly after being hired because you told your boss you were getting a divorce. She said you should, she said that you should go for marital problems. A lot of times that's caused by demons. Is that what she told you?
She said demons and also, when your wife goes out and buys a new purse and shoes after you told her not to spend money.
Does she wear a fur coat?
Yes.
And what do you do?
Throw the receipt at her.
Throw the receipt of the fur coat at her. The suit, which names Lyndon and Anthony, you're saying you were told if you were going to work, you had to be cleansed. And you dismissed, you had to be cleansed 3 or 4 times, which is similar to an exorcism, and you said no?
That's correct. I didn't want to exercise. I belong to Planet Fitness.
So you declined that, and they fired you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can. Let go.
Now.
Told not to tell the darkie to use the stapler.
Now, that's my buddy Todd, nicknamed Steve. So what were you going to do with that money from that job? Were you going to get your car doors fixed so they would open and you wouldn't have to go right through the window to get in? I can't even. I can't. I'm having a really good hair day. I am. It's a good hair day.
It's real distracting. I can't do this mouth.
You can't do it.
No, I'm going to call you back on a normal phone.
Okay, call me back.
Hang up. Call back on a normal phone.
Well, that one. Shit out a talking dog named Mutsy.
I'm going to call you back on the phone.
Yeah, well, you can't talk to me if you haven't called me back yet.
Give me a minute.
No.
I got to do a lot.
You can't, no. See, you're not, you can't do that.
What?
But you can't talk to me if you've called me back if you're talking to me.
Click.
No, that's you making a yummy sound. No, that's you. You're on the phone making a yummy sound. No, you can't do it much longer. See, now you're inhaling to make the noise again, and you're laughing too hard to make the noise. Okay, it's look, you're just, you can talk. See, you're running out of breath. Okay, you're just doing it now.
The number you've dialed is no longer in service. Please hang up and try your call again.
Now you
the
wonder why I dialed
is no longer in service. What? Please hang up and try your call again.
Okay, why do you have an Indian operator in Texas or Kentucky?
Please hang up and try your call again.
Now, that's, no one talks like
the
that.
The number you have called is no longer in service. Nope. Please hang up and try your call again.
Suddenly, it's like Doctor Who. No, you're in a phone booth.
Please hang up and try your call again.
Can you just stop doing that and talk to me? I don't know what that was. That sounds more curious. Okay, no one even knows. No one even remembers that sound. Maybe Todd. He's my age. Not Tony. We can do this all day. I don't care. I'm still drunk. Can I talk to Jason Beaulieu, Duke Fields? I'm going to come in there with this scotch bottle, and I'm going to shove it so far up your ass. You thought Brian had a big a-hole. I looked right in it. I looked directly into Brian's asshole. All right! Did we even look at eggs yet today? Do it again. Do it again.
Gillette, the best a drunk can get.
I'm done with you. I can't. Let's try not to break. Ah, there we go. I don't. Thank you, Todd. All right, you have to pick it up in there. I can't. It's a phone. You just have to pick it up in there, Garrett.
Hello?
No, you have, you just pick up the line he's calling.
Oh, there he is.
Hello?
I got it.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man.
So now we're just talking to you on the phone and we have a picture of you?
That's correct.
Okay, that's a lot.
Didn't like the mouth bit.
No, didn't like the mouth bit.
Pretty hard to keep my head straight.
Yeah,
and it was. If I drink coffee, it gives up the gag.
Yeah. And I couldn't help but stare directly at you. All right, so basically you got
fucked. Yeah, he came over to me and said he wanted me to exorcisings.
No, he wanted to do an exorcism, which will cleanse you of demons. And you said no.
I said no, but I did it.
In addition, you were given a form to fill out with questions about your religious background. If you had lustful thoughts, do you? Uh-huh. Do you have lustful thoughts?
Of course I do.
Such as?
Hitting my wife with a bat.
That's not lustful. That's violent. The fact that you associate, like, fucking hitting your wife with a bat with an orgasm, that could be concerning.
Oh, my boss is here. Hang on. I got to do an exorcism.
Okay.
Hi, boss. How are you?
Good stuff. Coming together.
Good. How you doing?
Pretty good. I'm ready to do the exorcism. Let's get rid of my lustful thoughts of wanting to hit my wife with a bat and then rub her face in ground up glass.
That's not, and you keep adding things to it. You keep adding things like it's a very specific to-do list that you're really working towards.
All right, let's exercise these demons.
Demons.
What?
Demons.
So you're thinking like jumping jacks?
Yes.
Skipping rope?
Yes. And then some I should say the prayer while I exercise.
No, it's not.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
That give is us a this Jew day trying our daily to say bread. The Our Father.
And forgive us our debits as we also have forgiven our debitors.
No.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Luke. I said that because I'm Luke.
Luke. What are the other three writers of the Bible?
The Daisy Dukes.
Nope.
Papa,
no,
angry,
no,
guy,
wrong,
diddly,
no. Boss Hog,
Boss Hog.
That's correct.
Everybody knows that.
And Cooter.
All
Cooter.
Right, let's exercise these demons.
You have a baby there.
Just a good old boy.
I would have fisted my wife while we forfeited Malahala.
Straightening the curve.
Who brought this, by the way? It's delicious. What are you doing in there? It sounds like you just have a baby in there that you haven't fed in a week. The hell is that?
Run, Jed Clampett.
Nope. That's Beverly Hillbillies.
Swimming pool. Mad Jets.
I can't.
The hill, that is. Ah! Southern style.
What did you just do?
I feel better.
Did we get him?
Yeah, you got him, guys. You got him.
Is he out?
I feel much better, Gino.
You do? He's out. That's great stuff. So now that you've exercised your demons, are you going to... Because I had a complaint. My buddy stayed at your hotel, and he had a bloody pillow in his room.
What?
He had a bloody pillow in his room.
A bloody pillow?
Yeah, he got to his room. There was a bloody pillow there. And he didn't feel confident enough to bring a homeless hooker back to the room because of that.
Well, I wouldn't take a hooker in the room if there was a bloody pillow either, because well, then she would know what was going to happen.
Why would you leave a bloody pillow in the room then?
Well, maybe it just bled from his, maybe like his lip bled or something.
Or maybe it was a demon because the hotel is possessed.
Excuse me, what are you going to do with this demon you got laying here?
I was thinking I could just leave it in the hotel.
No, you got to take it out with you. Whatever you bring in, you got to take out.
But I filled out all the paperwork and I was thinking I could leave the demon in here.
No.
Please take him out, sir.
All right, hang on.
No.
Come on, demon.
Come on, demon. Can we just show the monkey eating the banana for another half hour?
No, I got to take my demon out on the town with me.
I want to go take a nap.
It's just me and my demon. Hang on one sec. Let me talk to him.
Okay.
You want to suck a dick?
Now, there you go.
Yeah, demon. Yeah. Yeah, you gay demon. Get it. You take my seed.
Is it possible it's not a demon and it's just a homeless gay guy? Is it possible that you're just getting a blowjob from a homeless gay guy and you're calling it a demon so people will, like, be afraid to look?
Oh, yeah, you've been exercised.
No. No.
Come on, demon.
No.
Come on, demon.
It just seems like this is just an excuse for butt sex. Seems like you're just making this up.
That was a good job, demon, dude.
No, you got blown by a gay homeless dude. That's not a demon. That's not an exorcism. It's some elaborate scheme to get a blowjob from a gay guy who's homeless.
But the man inside told me he was a demon.
Now, man inside is probably going to ask you for money when you leave.
Oh, that's Hampton and Harvey. He just stays there and sucks guys off.
Really, Hampton and Harvey? Yeah, it's not a demon. It's not a demon.
That slipped my mind, and he done tricked me.
Let me tell you something. Just because they said the guy sucks dick like a man possessed.
Well, call me a that faggot and put me on a stick, because I just got fooled.
you
fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, then you get me.
What about the other 17 times the gay guy fooled you?
Well, I don't have sayings for those.
Well, you got to work on it.
I'm going to go give him a piece of my mind. Hang on.
You're just going to have him blow
Excuse
you.
Excuse me.
Here we
Excuse
go.
Excuse me. Demon?
Watch this.
I'd like to have a word with you. If you could come over here. Yeah, you.
Here we go.
Hampton and Harvey.
Yep, there we go.
Come here. I know you're not a demon. And I'm gosh darn angry.
The fucking language.
You want to suck
there
a dick?
There we go. Watch
All
this.
Right, I suppose.
So really. It just seems really like you, knew what was happening there, and you just kind of walked back to him because you knew he would blow you again. That's what it seems like to me. God, when I get my voice back, you people are all fucking in for it. AIDS.
Gino, right. You may have been right.
Yeah, you might want to double check with him and tell him I was right.
But there's something about it that it's hard to explain.
Are we going to do this Nipsey Hussle story? I've been using it as a napkin.
No, we got to I got to get out of here. You got a Skype coming in.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't wait.
It should be magical.
Here we go. Button right here. Hitting the button.
Okay, hit it. Ta-da.
Did you just say ta-da?
Ta-da.
Do you know who that is, Todd? Who is that?
Now you see it, now you don't.
Ladies, ta-da. Do you know who that is?
It's me, the master of magic and
that
mystery.
Is magician David Blaine.
David Blaine.
He's under investigation by what? NYPD. Over, and I always thought, why wouldn't you do this? You know what he's under investigation for? Hypnotizing two bitches into fucking them.
Sweet.
And he put a spell on them that wouldn't wear off for 20 years till the statutes of limitation. I said statues. The statute of limitations are up so they can't sue him. Is that right, David? Both women claimed to have been attacked by you on separate incidents more than 20 years ago. David.
Well, I can do magic. I can do anything that you desire or don't. Magic. Cha-cha.
Magician David Blaine.
You know that I'm the one who can rape you.
You're under investigation.
I did the rape and you didn't know. I look like Gino if he took care of himself.
I take good care of my... I think I look great. I'm telling you. I can't get enough of me.
Magic.
David.
Yes.
Focus.
What happened, Gino?
Well, you took...
I am a magician, and people are always trying to take down magicians.
No, they're not. No one's trying to take down magicians. No one. Really?
What about Penn and Teller?
Well, they just do a show to expose...
What about the guys with the tiger that attacked them?
No. The tiger just attacked them because, you know, tigers eat people sometimes.
So what are you saying? Now it's a crime to have sex with women that don't want to have sex?
It's one woman claimed you hypnotized her into fucking jerking you off. Is that correct?
That is.
Well, you can speak freely. Statue of limitations. Statue, I said it again.
Hi, ladies.
There's two ladies.
This tongue ain't going to sit on its own self.
Now, explain to me how you would hypnotize a woman into giving you, like, whatever. Into a hand job. Into.
I didn't want to catch anything.
Right.
I didn't want to cheat on my husband. So.
What?
Huh?
What?
Pardon?
Anyway, go on. You said husband or something.
No. And then I hypnotized her, and I didn't want to get caught. Hand job is the easiest way to not get caught. Everyone knows that.
Now, how do you hypnotize? What is the move to get
it? I turn on Biggie.
You turn on Biggie?
Biggie, can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me.
Oh.
And I just love your jazzy ways. This is why I raped you in these days.
It's not the words. During an unrelated news conference, police said that there's an active...
You know why I eat so much pussy?
Why?
Because I'm gay.
Doesn't make sense.
Oh, it makes sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Guys that say they love eating pussy, it's because they're gay.
Really?
Or white.
So wait, are you saying they say they love eating pussy but don't because they're gay? Or they say they love eating pussy because they love eating pussy so they don't have to put their dick in the pussy?
Yeah.
You understand? Like, that makes no sense to me. I'm a big fan of the eating, well, whatever. Not important.
Are you gay?
No. No. Maybe. No.
Ask me about the story.
What's that? The police chief said there's an active investigation underway. But when asked if investigators have interviewed you or informed you, they said they're not going to comment on that. So, okay, with the tongue. So have they informed you? David?
Yeah, they inform me.
Are you okay? It looks like you're having a stroke.
I'm just sleepy.
There. The first woman...
I'd like to show you some magic tricks, if I may.
Yeah, please.
Okay, I can't turn my head.
The first woman...
I would like to perform for you the Devil's Torture Chamber. Do you know what it is?
No.
This is where I put a woman in a box on stage.
Yes.
I pretend to cut her apart while we light the box on fire.
Never heard of it.
And then, at the end, I rape her.
That's not a trick. It sounds like you're using the fire as a diversion so you can rape a woman.
What about the Indian rope trick?
What is the Indian rope trick?
That is where I tie my hands behind my back.
Right.
I then tie a volunteer's hands behind her back.
Man or a woman?
It's an attractive woman.
Sure.
Who seems like she can keep her mouth shut.
Okay.
After that, I pretend to give Indian burns, mostly on her legs and thighs.
Right.
I bruise them up.
Right.
And then I rape her.
Okay, now here's the thing. Neither of these sound like magic tricks. They just sound like you're doing weird things before you rape a woman. Like they
maybe I can get you on the inexhaustible bottle.
Trust me, I have one of those.
Yes.
But what is yours?
It is a bottle, a large bottle. Now, this bottle will never become empty. So I continue pouring water on this woman. Her clothes become wet, and then I rape her.
So let me see. So do all your magic tricks. And by the way, there's nothing magical about that. It sounds like you just soaked a woman with water and raped her.
The zigzag girl. Maybe I'll win you back on this one.
Okay, okay. Because I don't see a trick. You gave a woman an Indian burn and raped her. There's no trick to that. You set a box of wood on fire and raped a woman. Not a trick. Not a trick. Try me with the next one.
This is a zigzag girl.
Okay, zigzag girl. Got
zigzag
it.
Girl.
So what do you do this?
I put a woman on a chair. We
right.
tie her up utilizing 8 pairs of handcuffs that have been approved by the FDNY, the top. Shout out to our heroes and all those that
did
serve
you just,
our country.
Did you just say you have handcuffs approved by firemen? Is
yes,
that what you just said?
That is correct.
Okay, so why would firemen have handcuffs?
I don't question this stuff. It's just given to me by my prop master, Steven.
Steven?
That's correct.
I know it's Steven. All right,
Steven
so
then locks these girls up. And
with what does he lock them up with?
The handcuffs approved by the FDNY, 18 sets of them. Her hands,
I
feet, everything is tied up.
Right.
Now, the zigzag part is where I run in front of the chair, behind the chair, front of the chair, behind the chair. Zigzag, 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 then I rape her.
Okay. All you did while I was getting showered in mushrooms is tell me you said zigzag 5 times while raping a woman. There's no magic.
No,
trick.
The rape is after.
Okay. So there's still no trick after you zigzag?
I got more tricks.
All right, try one more, because none of these had any...
It's called the assistant's revenge.
Can I say one thing? Tricks usually have what's called in the business a reveal.
All right.
Now, what was the reveal? Like, what was the reveal in the...
The assistant's revenge you're going to love.
Okay.
This is where I repeatedly rape my assistant.
Okay. Not even a trick.
Then...
You didn't even do anything.
It's not at the end yet. Then, at the end, she tells people about it.
Okay.
The assistant's revenge.
Okay.
I have the bill and lemon. That's a good trick.
Wait, that was the whole trick?
That's correct.
You rape her and she talks about it?
Yes.
That's not a trick.
Well, that's why she's the assistant and I'm the magician.
It's not a trick. It's just a rape with a woman, like, dealing with it in an encounter group.
I have the bullet catch.
All right, try that one.
I rape my assistant, and then I try to shoot her, but she catches the bullet in her teeth.
So you try to kill her after you rape her so she won't tell people.
That's correct.
But she catches it in her teeth.
That's a trick.
Now, is the gun approved by the FDNY?
No, the gun is approved by the EMT.
Okay, that's good. All right, so basically, you're not a magician. You're just a rapist with a lot of fancy gadgets.
Absolutely untrue. Let me tell you about the bill and lemon.
Okay.
I take a $1 bill. I hide it in a lemon.
Okay.
I then take another lemon. I cut that lemon open. There is no bill in that lemon.
Right.
I then pretend to put that lemon back together, and then I peel that lemon, open it up, find a dollar bill in there. Using that lemon juice, I spray it in my assistant's eyes and rape her.
And rape her, right. Okay. So really. So all you're doing there is distracting someone with a lemon and then using it to blind a woman while you rape her.
That's correct.
Okay. So you're really just a rapist. Do you do any actual magic tricks?
Yes. I do one that was heavily influenced by David Copperfield.
Other than making rape charges disappear?
It's David Copperfield's laser illusion.
Okay, go on.
All right. What I do here is I grab 18 of those laser keychains, all approved by the FDNY.
Right.
I then make 18 cats simultaneously chase each of those lasers. While they're doing that.
Let me guess. You rape your assistant.
That is correct.
Okay, see, that's not a trick. These all end... Actually, a few of them begin with you raping your assistant.
All right, I got another one. Dismemberment.
Okay. I don't,
this is where...
Larson, get ready!
I take a volunteer.
Yes.
I bring them up on the stage.
Yes.
I put them in a box. I remove their left hand, their right hand, their left foot, their right foot, their collarbone, and their spine.
Ow. It's like something out of Predator.
I then put all those body parts into a lunchbox.
Sure.
I shake them up. I open it up. Then we have Lunchables, snack box, okay. where all their bones and body parts were.
Yes.
Then I rape her.
Now, Mr. David Copperfield, I have a question for you. Now, you...
Joe Larson, everyone, fantastic comedian.
Hi, Joe, I'm David Blaine.
Were you the one who made the Statue of Liberty disappear, right? That's you, right?
That is correct.
Oh, no, was that a different guy?
That was David Copperfield.
Well, he did it once, he just told me.
That is correct.
He did it once.
Did you?
What did you do with that statue after you made Lady Liberty disappear?
Well, you know I raped her, Joe.
Hit the ground running, Joe. Thank you. You understand this very well. Raped it.
All I can say is after watching that last interview, I need to take up magic. That sounds like fun. Oh, my goodness.
What gets me is there's no actual reveals. It's just, it ends with rape.
Well, there's a reveal. He reveals his cock before he rapes her.
Ta-da.
Yeah.
You see me, now you don't.
Yes. When he climaxes, he yells, ta-da. Did you want a little scotch?
I'm good right now. Thank you, buddy.
Ta-da.
I had a very long fucking day. Any questions, other questions for David Blaine?
The NYPD is investigating me and assault
Not the
claims.
FDNY?
No, the FDNY surprisingly lets me slide because all the promo I do for the handcuff line.
You're an idiot.
It's big money.
FDNY
right there.
Handcuffs. They're like real handcuffs,
right.
But fireproof.
Yeah, there you go. By the way, how old are you again, David Blaine? He doesn't know.
Huh?
David Blaine, how old are you?
Yes.
Let me guess.
Yes, he's
46.
Yes.
Nope, lower.
42.
Nope, higher.
44.
Nope.
43.
Nope.
45.
There you go.
Nailed it. Magic.
Yep, right after he was born, you know what he did?
That's magic. You were guessing.
Knew it was 45 all the time.
But you were trying to plan a different number.
No, I was
heads.
Trying to trick you, and guess what? Now I'm going to rape you.
I feel like I have
Ta-da.
The former, another former model turned art dealer, Natasha Prince, told British authorities you raped her in 2004, shortly after she turned 21.
She's a liar. She's magically telling the truth.
You're saying, you allege you had consensual sex.
Yes.
Scotland Yard closed the case without any charges the following year.
Hello, governor.
That's not a thing. Not a thing.
I have audio tape of what occurred with me and that woman. Mm-hmm. Oh. This was after I did the guillotine at the O2 Arena in Scotland.
Right.
Scotland and England.
Yes. And, no, it's not. It's its own country.
What?
Scotland.
Scotland and England.
No. You're thinking of Spain, Mexico.
Oh, but... Italy is in Mexico.
Do you know the Italy national anthem?
I take you there now live to my magic.
Wait, what is the Italy national anthem?
He doesn't know the Italy national anthem.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome. I am David Blaine. You tonight will have the night of your lives. Are we ready to be thrilled?
He's just going to rape someone.
You think so? I think he's actually going to do magic this
magic.
Time. I'm so excited.
Fear.
It's amazing how you can turn a no into
laughter.
A yes. Ta-da!
Love.
It's over for me, Joe.
Longing. All of these things you will feel tonight.
Okay, here we go.
Because I am David Blaine, and you will feel no pain.
Blaine pain. Oh, it rhymes.
Magic. Got those tiny dicks.
Everybody loves it, but few can do it. I will need a volunteer right now.
Why don't you take that young gentleman in the front row?
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What's your name?
My name's Joe.
Okay, could I get a girl that's not as strong looking?
Hi.
Excuse me. Miss, what's your name?
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Come on up.
Jennifer
to the
stage. Sounds like a dude.
Fuck you.
She didn't have her eggs today.
I look
she's
like Pete Corielli.
I think she knows she's getting raped. That's probably why she's cranky.
Jennifer, we're going to have a great time here tonight. Now, you see, I have a saw here, a handsaw.
Yep.
I will need you to lay down. Are you okay with that,
sure,
Jennifer?
Sure, anything you want.
So you are fine with anything I want to do?
No. Do anything to me.
That is on tape. All right. Now, Jennifer, you're laying down.
This trick
down.
Is called consent.
Assistant, bring the saw. Saw.
Lips are freaking me. Yeah. Well, you were up anyway.
Alright, now shut your eyes. And I'm going to keep making that noise as I put my penis in and out of you.
What? That's not a trick.
Shh. You're sawing.
You're making a saw sound while you fucking rape her. This isn't a trick.
This is the cause of all of his genital warts. That's what it sounds like when he rapes somebody.
There you are. How you feeling, Jennifer? Jennifer.
Is she crying? There's no crying in magic.
The audience is stunned. Never before have they seen a magician rape on stage.
They're appalled.
David Blaine breaking new ground and popping hymens.
That's disgusting.
That's right. Now to you, the audience, it looks like she's being raped. This is topical because rape is in the news. But this is magic. Now watch this as my penis spits. Thank you. I'll be backstage if anybody has complaints.
David Blaine, everyone.
Good night.
Blaine, wow.
How many shows a night do you do, David?
I think just the one, right?
The one, and then I'm tired.
Just. You ever think of like maybe doing a blue chew or something?
A blue chew?
Yeah.
No, I'm a one-night-a-guy thing.
One show a night?
One show a night.
All right. Well, I got to get out of here and go do more magic right.
Take those FDNY-approved handcuffs with you.
Peace, and I'm out of here, Nipsey Russell.
Dead. I use that thing. Ah, Joe Larson, fantastic comedian. Thanks for swinging by. How you doing, buddy?
We had
the pleasure.
I'm terrified now. Oh. That's what I am. We had the pleasure.
We had the pleasure of doing a show just last Wednesday, wasn't it?
Jesus, what a shithole that was.
Oh, come on. That's a good me, you, Berg.
I know.
And fucking, who's the guy that booked it?
David Suarez.
That guy. You think I like drinking, and I do.
Yeah.
I do. That guy likes a beverage.
Turn Gino into 400 pounds and then feed him booze. Yeah.
That's exactly a fun little bar gig on a Wednesday.
It wasn't bad because he got paid on a Wednesday. He just kept slamming tequila down. I got to the point where I did the thing that like probably I'm assuming any woman who hangs out and drinks next to Aaron Berg does where he takes the drink and goes, sure. And then just hands it to somebody else. You know, it's like, oh, I can't do this.
But he's such a likable guy. He's like David's. God, I got no one trying. Joe's like, look, dude, I'm leaving. I gotta go. I gotta get early. I got kids. And he comes back for some reason. Why'd you come back?
He was outside. He stopped me. He David Blained me is what he did. He was like, no, you're going to have some more. So like, open wide. It's going down.
You don't say no. You're like, no, come on. Okay.
Yeah.
Ask him twice. I'm not doing that. Come on. Okay. And he comes back in and we're three shots of tequila deep again.
Jesus Christ.
Good time,
it was
buddy.
A good time. It was a good time. And then this guy gets, here's how much of a workaholic alcoholic he is.
Thank you.
Half in the bag, completely smashed, reeking of booze. On the PATH train back.
Yeah.
He has his laptop out.
Doing my sports sheet.
I'm assuming watching porn.
I'm inviting like women over. Huh?
Hey, what?
David Blaine's a hell of a magician, huh?
Amazing. Look at that. You can't even see or say no.
He's just making a saw noise. Yeah. Dude, oh God. I had to do the sports sheet last night. Like,
oh Christ. You did it?
Dude. It was cut and paste and send.
Did you blacked out before the show started?
Oh, dude, I was done. I was fucking done.
Now, I heard you got into a boxing match, but your face looks surprisingly good.
Well, that's because I have the best promoter in the world in Aaron, what's his name? Don Aaron King, and he booked it in a hallway.
Yeah.
With giant gloves, that one of which deflated. So we only had to do one hand each.
Did you get a left or you get a right?
No. We each had a pair.
Okay.
But then one deflated.
Yeah.
Brian deflated. I think it hit his needle-sized dick. Air went out. And then we had to go one hand each. Let me tell you. You tell me to use. Here we go. Oh, let's take a look.
Here it is.
Heavy, but it's because he hasn't had Jameson in seconds.
Oh my goodness! Look at that.
He's not shaking.
Usually the round girl's less dressed than the boxers, but
I don't even remember this. I swear to God.
2 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh my God.
Get him out. Get him out.
Oh Jesus. Oh, that doesn't look good for you, buddy. I'm not gonna lie.
Gino's having a bit of a problem. Brian came in there pretty quick.
Brian is.
Gino is really on the defensive.
Look at that.
Hits him with a left.
I go back and Bugs. I punch him. I'm like, fine, I'll hit him.
Oh, and then it just comes off. Oh God.
There's a glove lost.
Gino now has 3 gloves and 2 eyes.
Hang on.
He looks actually mad at you.
Oh,
he does not.
They're still duking it out.
He needed to get his anger out.
Yeah. More serious about it.
You know what? If I looked like that, I'd want to get my anger out too. Jesus.
Yeah, Brian is definitely the aggressor and a mental.
It
patient.
Looks like a two girls Ryan's fighting landed. On a playground.
Dude, God, that is really generous of you to say that. That looks way worse. I'd rather watch two girls fight.
Hands completely apart like a true fighter exposing his face.
Gino should be able to just score.
Right. Oh, you got cocky there at the end. You see that? You're Muhammad Ali in it? You're bobbing and weaving, hands down.
I figured by the second round he would be winded.
Totally. And now, how many rounds did you go?
3 1-minute rounds.
Three 1-minute rounds, Joe.
You would have thought I ran a marathon afterwards. Jesus. You would have thought I was crossing the tape in fucking Central Park.
You look like
I was a mess.
You look like shit today. I thought it was from drinking. Turns out it was just from 3 minutes of exercise.
He is a mess. He called Anthony fag like 9 times. You were hammered. You were calling him faggot.
When?
When you came in after the fight.
I don't remember.
You shoved him in his seat. You were yelling at Brendan so loudly I could hear it out in the hallway. Look, this is when one of the gloves busted.
But you Gabby.
Yeah. Chrissy commits to the bit.
She does.
That's
she
great.
So bad,
and
Gabby.
You did great. I'm really proud of you. And then when you were drunk, you repeated a joke.
I don't know if pride is the right word.
Oh, I hate that. So like we
Joe's got a great story about joke repetition.
What's like?
Oh God, yeah. So
because I was so drunk last night.
You repeated one once. So there's this old Boston comic who just drinks like a fish, right?
And he was up already.
He was up on stage and he was hammered. And he repeats the joke. And this woman goes, "You already said that one." And he just goes, "Reckons five," and moves on to the next bit. Just so hammered. I've done it 5 times.
Yeah, Gino, he's drunker than you. That guy. Yeah.
Dude, that's because they were like, "Oh, you're drunk." I'm like, "I don't perform drunk. That's why."
I perform
like,
happy.
That is why. It's like, oh, the second I said it, you saw my face. I'm like, oh, I thought I could land this plane. I cannot land this plane. Oh, thank God. I'm like, Berg's going last. He'll clean. Now, I got on stage. I'm like, now clean it up.
Yeah. Two broken microphones.
I didn't even
two broken jokes.
I don't even know.
Jesus.
I'll call. I'll make a call.
Did you have sex last night, Gene?
What?
No.
No.
Larson and I go way back. We bumped into each other. We were both at America's Got Talent like 5 years ago.
Yeah, we were.
3 years ago.
What was that? 4 years. Yeah, something like that.
We both got put through to the next round, and then they axed both of us.
Ugh.
Even though like we got put through, they didn't bring us back in. They're like, oh, you're doing the next round.
Yeah, like did you perform at New Jersey Performing Arts Center?
Yeah, the big theater in front of Howard Stern.
They came to my house. They filmed me at my house.
Really?
And my kids and everything.
Yeah. And they didn't let you through? Like, that's...
The only thing they aired on the entire show is my daughter ripping me a new one. There's a picture, because they had me like with my kids backstage doing things, right? And one of them, my daughter, she's like 3 at the time, she's sitting on my lap, and I'm like, hey, honey, there's 4 judges. How many of you think are going to like me? And what she said in real life was, 1, 2, 3, 4. And they cut it at 1. They cut it at 1. And then they just cut to me walking out on stage like,
really?
And then it's brutal.
I mean, they shot me at the airport. Their whole story was like, he's an immigrant from Canada. So they picked me up and took me to LaGuardia.
You have like a big steamer trunk in one of those hats.
Yeah, they gave me luggage and it's like I pretend to get off the plane and I'm like, New York, where dreams happen. So they shot all this and all they showed of me was some guy was playing the drums, some whack job where he's like, I am funny. I am funny. And I'm like, yeah. And that's all they put in of me.
Well, here's the thing. Every producer on that show was like 18 years old. They're all just children.
Oh, I know
just
one
babies.
Of them.
Yeah, of course. Of course you know one of them.
Of course I do.
Yeah. It's Gino's girlfriend booking AGT.
Mm-hmm.
She was the one that called Kevin when we were having that trouble. You know, she's the one that brought news of the Brooklyn open micer.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's great. How's life going with the family, Joe? You're a family man, too.
I'm a family man. I have two children. You just have the one, right? Are you going to go for two?
I have one, and then I got to take care of my retarded wife.
Like, well, so you have two.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
How long have you been married, Joe?
I've been married for 8 years.
8 years.
8 years.
8 years. That's
8 years.
That's incredible.
It's yeah. It was 8 years like last week now, or something like that.
Hey, Bill Schultz. Now let me ask you this: is your wife in comedy?
No, she is a doctor. I didn't fuck up like Eric did.
Oh my God! Yeah. Where do I find a doctor?
Yeah.
I mean, tell you,
his dad's a doctor lawyer.
Yeah,
that's everything. Oh, well, Fiddler on the Roof.
Totally. I mean, that's the only reason that's that he's alive today.
That's why Joe looks so much happier than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then I don't have the white power haircut either.
It's not hair. There's no hair.
Because Aaron was sitting in that chair just moments ago saying, like, you know, like, you just want to punch your wife in the face.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You always do. You always do.
See?
Joe does, too. And he's married to a doctor.
There you go.
Range of emotions you can feel for another person you cannot comprehend.
Watch this.
Yeah. Until you're with them every fucking night.
Joe, what's the opposite of love?
Choke.
Yeah.
That's not an emotion.
I was going to go with punch. So I think strike.
It. He's married and he married a doctor.
Yeah.
Which Tony. I did not know that he was married to an Indian man.
Yeah. No. We have a beautiful love situation.
Women can be doctors. Tony, what's the opposite of love? Not rape.
Good God. Wow. Look at that.
You dip your toe in the rape of iniquity.
The opposite of love is indifference. Why doesn't anyone get that?
Interfering with what?
No, indifference, meaning you don't care.
Oh.
I don't.
Because if you, I'm
well,
saying.
I'm angry.
So how many times have you been married?
Gonna fucking
none?
Hear it today.
Okay.
Do you go to a therapist?
Oh, my God. I've got couples therapy. Couples therapy. Couples therapy. You know what couples therapy is?
You go to couples therapy?
The reason you go to couples therapy is if you go by yourself, you can lie to that guy. He doesn't know shit. You go with somebody else, they call you on your shit immediately. Oh, my goodness.
So you go to couples therapy with your wife?
Yeah, I go to couples therapy.
How long have you been doing that?
Fucking not long enough.
See?
I did couples therapy. It was fucking horrible because we did it for a TV show. And my wife won't go to... My wife is so fucking dumb. She won't go to therapy because she's like, I don't need it. And I'm like, you need it.
Yeah, you're a comic who married you.
Yeah.
When Berg came back from couples...
The worst daddy issue.
When Berg came back from couples therapy the first time, I said, how did it go? And he said, I won. Now, that's not...
Truly. That's truly... When I went, my wife was like, you get to choose. And I was like, go to the dude.
Right.
I can't have some broad on her side.
He went to a chick.
Yeah. What I realized is a chick's probably going to side with a dude more than the dude's going to
side. Yeah, the dude didn't take your side.
No, of course not.
Don't you look at me. Come on, man.
He's 56. He's trying to bang my wife. He's looking at her like, listen, if this doesn't work out, maybe I can fuck
Joe,
his doctor.
Could I get you to leave the room for a couple minutes?
Yeah.
Now, what I'm going to do...
He's like, let me show you a magic trick.
Yes.
Like, come on! What are
doctor,
you...
Doctor, let me ask you this. You're a doctor. I'm a doctor therapist.
What are those? Those are fire department handcuffs. What? What are you doing?
My therapist did this. When we first started seeing him, he was on the ground floor of a building. And then, like a cocky son of a bitch, he moved to the 17th floor and put the couch right next to a door to a balcony. Like when Jordan used to just try to dunk from the free throw line because he was better at basketball than anybody else. I half expected to walk in there and see a gun on the table like, let's talk about your mom. Just what an asshole.
See? So even a guy in a healthy, happy relationship.
Whoa!
That's our next guest. See, he goes to couples therapy.
Yeah.
And he doesn't. His emotion is punch. Yours is choke.
Yeah.
And the opposite of love is rape, according to Todd.
My wife, we've
learned a lot in the last 10 minutes.
Really fucking under my skin today, man. And now she's got to go to fucking physical therapy this afternoon because she put on 486 pounds during the pregnancy. So everything's all thrown off.
I don't think that's
an enormous baby.
I don't think that's the number.
Apparently, the baby was also lifting like Berg does in the womb.
Exactly.
Just pushing fallopian tubes around.
She's like, oh, do I need the babysitter for 1 o'clock? I go, no, I'll watch her. And then I'm taking the car all fucking day because you were out last night spending money at a movie premiere that you don't have.
What was the movie?
I don't know. Something with someone from The Hunger Games or something.
Jennifer Lawrence?
I don't know.
I love The Hunger Games. I watch it whenever it's on.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it.
I DVR'd The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Let me...
A man without kids. Ah, you know what else I watch? I do. Look at this asshole bragging over here. You want to know about my spare time?
I'm on my third scotch. Get a drunk text a 26-year-old after this. And
drunk texting at 10 a.m. That's great. Better. I was just saying to somebody out there, it's amazing how the shows get less risque at this network the later you get in the day.
Oh, which is great.
Just great. Start out with a bang.
Ah, nice little pause there.
He's working on something. I feel
so
like
you came. Where do you live now?
I live in Brooklyn. I live near where you used to bartend.
Park Slope.
Yeah.
Dram Shop. Best burgers. I would argue best burgers in Brooklyn.
I wouldn't, but you know, I'm
you wouldn't
not,
argue that?
No. Good God. They're fine, but they're good Burger King burgers is what they are.
They're like what a Big Mac would be if they were made with
100%.
Well, that's a great burger.
Okay. Fair enough. I mean, you know, I'm married to a doctor. I got money. I'm not eating. I'm not like, ooh, this is better than Burger King.
You're married to an Indian man.
Yes,
I get it.
100%. Me and Nimesh are having a great time together.
Let me ask you, where do you go for a good burger then in New York?
You go outside of New York. I think you can't. You go to a fucking barbecue.
Let me tell you, you want a good burger, go to the diner, Carroll Gordon's Diner, right on.
Again, diners are shitholes. There's never a good diner. I have been in New York for 12 years, and everybody's like, you gotta go to this diner. And I'm always like, I go to the diner, and it's always shitty food. Uh-oh, I think the diner's calling. Oh my goodness.
I want you in here.
Do we have a Skype?
Hit that button.
Oh, hit this button right here? That's right here.
I don't even know what this. Oh, is this your therapist,
this
Joe?
This is my therapist. It's very exciting.
What's his name?
Dr. Feelgood, I think. I don't know. Look at that guy.
He looks
Dr.
like
Dr. Smithix Rosenstein. Smithix.
Is your name named after a beer and a law firm?
Joe.
Look at how.
Hey, doc.
You didn't show up for our last appointment. I know. Your wife and I went for dinner.
Oh, really? You guys went, wow, you...
Well, we discussed that your emotions right now are happy, sad, punch, and we need you to broaden those.
All right, I also have horny and tired.
Well, she did tell me about that.
Yeah.
And sometimes you feel both of those at the same time, and you're just erect and asleep.
That's most of the time.
Now, we don't like that. Now, look, I'm a professional, as you can tell by the two collared shirts I'm wearing.
Yes, no. That is odd. I was going to bring that up. That's peculiar.
The more shirts a person has on, the more successful they are. I saw a homeless guy in the street who obviously has 3 to 15 degrees.
Hey, dog, Gino Biscotti.
Yo, do I have wife pussy in my teeth?
You have a big white stripe on your face. Doctor, I have a question. I'm single. Does wearing two shirts, is that like a doctor move? Like, you want to see if people mention it? If they mention it, it means something?
Hmm.
Sir?
According to Jung.
Jung. Carl Jung?
The answer is no.
Behaviorist?
Mm-hmm. Carl Jung, yes.
You know, Friedrich Nietzsche once said the Jews are a problem.
No, he didn't say that.
Are you certain?
No.
All right. No. My nose is itchy.
I believe that was you at our last session. I really didn't appreciate that.
Joe, I'm very proud of the advancements you've made.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Now, how are you feeling today?
I'm not well. I'm not going to lie to you. I've had a little rough morning. Because I'm on this show here. And you
seem like you're
doing
great.
You asked us.
I watch it.
I'm sorry?
I'm watching the show. You seem like you're doing great. You're
well, you know, I'm having a good time on the show. But the amount of... I thought we had a couple interviews earlier.
Right.
And what was disturbing about the interviews is every single person that was interviewed on the show had the exact same voice.
It's weird.
It's so weird. All of them have sort of a southern accent.
Why is it yawning?
So boring.
Oh, man.
Do you yawn during the therapy sessions? Anything that's bad for your clients, patients, whatever?
Every goddamn
time. I mean,
that
was boring. He needs to know when it's boring.
He's one of those realist
therapists.
Do I
have wife asshole in my teeth?
Yeah. You have a little shit right there on the third molar, I think. Yeah.
You got some little stank on your teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, clean that out. Now, thank you for bringing my wife. Did you take my wife out to
why
dinner, or did she take you out to dinner? Who paid?
What?
Who paid for dinner?
Oh, she did. I'm on the clock.
Your nose looks like a pig snout right now. Do you know that, Doc?
Yes, and your mouth keeps moving around your head. I don't know.
You look like the white neighbor on the Jeffersons. Do you know that?
That's correct.
Doc, maybe you can help us with this.
Yeah.
What is the opposite of love?
The opposite of love, according to Heidegger, would be...
He said, take it, relax, Nero.
Indifference.
Yes, thank you. All right. Thank you,
however,
doctor.
However, the opposite of love in Joe's case is punch choke.
Punch choke, yes.
That's two verbs. Mm-hmm. Those are
Gino,
two...
you are emotionally crippled. You cannot commit to a relationship. You have a problem with alcohol. You broke two microphones. And you would not
really
want to
two?
Tell these married men two. How to go about their lives.
Are you there?
Two. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. I feel like as you know, as somebody who goes to see this therapist on a daily, and you're saying that...
Daily?
It's well,
Jesus
you don't...
Christ.
You don't...
Fucked up are you?
Yeah,
well,
my goodness,
like
I'm here with you. I asked
Porsche
to be here.
really, they still make those?
Yes. Joe once rented a Porsche.
Yes, I did.
Turned me on to Lugo. It's a great rental site where you can rent and drop the car off at your house. About $200 a day, you get a nice vehicle.
Turo. I rented a Porsche. I drove it all over Vegas. It was a fucking blast.
Doc, let me ask you something. My friend is a... thinking of getting a motorcycle.
Sure, I'll fuck your wife.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
My friend is thinking of getting a motorcycle.
It's his answer to every question. I go, hey, Doc, I'm not feeling...
David Blaine for that. Yeah. My friend is thinking of getting a motorcycle. Mm. Do you think that's an irrational response to problems with his wife? How do you have a finger there if you don't have a hand up to your mouth?
That's my wife's finger.
That's Joe's wife's finger? Did you take a souvenir?
Jesus.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. What was the question?
My friend Aaron is thinking of getting a motorcycle, and I think that's an irrational response.
Yeah, only live once.
To anger at his wife.
If you don't get it, you're a pussy. Yeah.
So is that like a therapy method you go? You just go bullshit on your patients?
That's right. That's what Alan on the Upper West Side does.
Alan?
Yeah. Mm. He does Alan. All the comics and Dustin Chafin.
We always do that bit. He sees comics and Dustin Chafin. All right, Doc. Well, we're in the...
I like making myself giggle. You know, I went to a movie premiere last night and fucked Aaron's wife.
Oh, wow.
She was out till 2 in the morning, apparently.
Yeah, well, it took that long to get her stuff back in the car.
She had a lot of stuff, from what
I
hear. Yeah,
a lot of shopping.
A lot of shopping that
lady
does.
Lots of shopping. Mm-hmm. She wonders why she's not on his credit card.
Does she want to get on his credit card?
That's not happening in a goddamn, in a goddamn, in a goddamn.
Said that.
Yeah. Wow.
Goddamn.
Wow. Now, Doc,
I gotta get out of here. I gotta go to my own therapy.
Oh. Oh, who do you see?
I watch The Sopranos and take notes from that.
You're the worst. This is your doctor for how many years?
Man, no wonder I have to go see him every year, every day for 5 years. Yeah, he says.
Hey, Joe, do I have wife nipple in my mouth?
it looks. I think I see one entering the screen from the right. There is that
body part.
She's still there.
Man, I got a shit, and it's so hard with these two shirts on.
Do you wear two pairs of pants and two pairs of underwear as well? Two pairs of socks.
That's Dr. Double Down.
That's right. That's why I'm a couples therapist. Yes. I wear a couple of everything.
How about that? I wear a couple.
Let's get out of here. It ain't going to get no better than that.
I
got to go to
therapy.
It's not
getting better
than that. Joe Larson, where are you going to be?
Our time's up. Our time is up.
I'm in the city. Come find me at joelarsoncomedy.com. Check out my new album on iTunes or Spotify. It's called Emotional Support.
Dude. Anytime you come by this fucking show, you're the best.
My pleasure.
Joe Larson's hilarious. Check out his album on iTunes. Absolutely phenomenal. If you get a chance, see him at a comedy club live. I will be in New York City this weekend. Remember, May 5th, Hilarities in Cleveland in Hot Water Live. I'll be in Niagara Falls, May 9th to 11th. And that's all. I'll be asking my parents if they're proud on Friday. Thanks. Bye.
I'll be apologizing to the West Side Comedy Club booker, our good friend Gina. We should have her come on and talk about it. That's the show. Morning is next. Dante Nero, who you know from yesterday. Joe Larson, who you know from 3 minutes ago, if he has time in between therapy.